We hope today's edition of The Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray, let us pray, everywhere and every way, every moment of the day.
It helps if I turn the mics up, y'all. Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your host this morning, Monica Lovell. The beautiful Tina Dobbs is over there running the iPad. And our guest this morning is our handsome brother in Christ, Tim Patterson. How are you doing this morning, brother?
Doing well. How are you?
I really like that shirt.
Thank you.
Them colors look really good on you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to us three ways. You can send it to our email, hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837, and you can still post it to our Facebook page. And we will do our best to get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get it posted shortly after the program is ended. Our sponsor for today is Barbara Dyson Ford, located here in Elk City and in Woodward, Oklahoma, y'all. I think I covered it all. Would you please pray to start us out?
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for your goodness to us. We thank you for this wonderful tropical weather we're having today. We ask that you bless your word as it goes forth today and be with each individual. Let them be strengthened and blessed by your word today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I like your title, Wait on the Lord. Yes. Boy, howdy, that's kind of hard sometimes.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It is difficult to wait. You know, if you're like me, you pray for patience, and then you say, God, I want it now, right?
Go on.
I know I'm the only one guilty of that, I'm sure. But waiting on the Lord, you know, a lot of times when we think of waiting, and y'all, I'm sure most of you already know what scriptures we'd be reading right now, Isaiah 40, at the end of that chapter, and we'll probably read that in a bit, but... a lot of times when we think of waiting, we think of it in a negative way. You know, I've been waiting here for an hour, you know, at the doctor's office. And let me just put this in there. That doctor a lot of times cannot help that you're there an hour. There was somebody there before you that had a lot of problems that went in. So let me just say that. I'm sorry that you have to wait an hour, but sometimes that's life. Because somebody went in there with a lot of problems, probably as many as you have. And you're going to have somebody waiting for you an hour after you're done. So anyways, that's a side note. But we think a lot of times of waiting in a negative way. If we're hungry, we're like, hurry up and get here. Like, I need my food now. And, you know, so when we think of waiting, a lot of times it's in a negative way. We don't like to wait. My dad is always going. He's a busy, busy man. If he's not working, he feels worthless. That's just my dad. You haven't worked until you've sweated through your shirt, jeans, and everything, right? That's just my dad. And if he has a lag time at work, he's like, it's a whole lot of hurry up and wait. And he hates it. So a lot of times we think of waiting, it's in a bad way. But when the Bible says, wait on the Lord, and he will renew your strength, when he's saying waiting, we have to look at that a different meaning. It's not just saying just sit there and wait and sit and do nothing. You've heard the word waiter or waitress. They're serving that table. They're waiting on you. They're serving you. They're meeting your needs. They're doing what's asked of them by you. And so when we're waiting on the Lord, it's not just sitting and doing nothing. It's a matter of serving him, doing what he has called us to do. And when that happens at this busy time of year, it's real easy when we say, well, waiting on the Lord becomes more about if we're not careful, we'll just sit and wait for something to fall in our lap, right? Something to do for God, or we're waiting for our miracle. We're waiting for, you know, and we just sit and wait, and we don't take any steps in our faith. We don't kind of like one man that said his son was wanting to get a wife, but he stayed in the attic all day. Or in the attic, in the basement, all day long. And he said, listen, I've been praying for a long time that God would send you a woman, send you a wife that's fit for you, but I don't think she's going to fall in our basement. Get out and go somewhere. Like, and so when it comes to waiting on the Lord, it's something we have to embrace at a busy season. This is a busy season. So how do I wait on the Lord in a busy time? Let me speak on those that are at home with their children. I'm at home with my kids. My wife is a physician. I'm a pastor. So I tend to be with my kids a lot more. I have a 1-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 5-year-old. And, so I'm at home with my kids. It's not a whole lot of quiet time available. You know, quiet time is when they're asleep. And by that time, I'd like to spend a little bit of time talking to my wife by the end of the day. There's not a lot of quiet time, but here's the joy of when you're doing what God's called you to. This is where God's placed me, and I'm faithful in it. I'm waiting on the Lord at that point because I'm serving Him. And here's the best part. When you're serving God and you're being faithful in what He puts in your hand, that's waiting on Him, even in your busy season. And God meets you where you're at. You know, it's nice when you're reading scripture, you know, individuals that went on the backside of a mountain and God met with them. And you're like, man, I wish I could get on the backside of a desert and get run into a burning fire bush. No, you don't. 40 years in the backside of a desert is not what you want. But it is nice when you can get those alone times. And we need those times of alone. Don't avoid private devotion. But embrace the fact that God knows where you are. And in our busy season, we just make sure we make time for Him, because if we're not careful, especially in church business, we get busy with our outreach. Who can we reach here? Who can we bless here? And my pastor back in Lawton said, don't let your outreach go overextend your upreach. Don't let it interfere with your upreach. So when we look at waiting on the Lord, I want to encourage you today, and I'm a little scattered this morning, y'all forgive me, but when it comes to waiting on the Lord, it does say He will renew your strength. So when you're tired and worn out from meeting the needs of your children and meeting the needs of your spouse and meeting the needs of everybody else that's leaning on you and needing you and calling you and saying, hey, can you do this? Can you do this? If you remain faithful and you just do this in the mindset of, God, I just want to please You, I'm going to love You through this, I'm going to be faithful. What's the Bible say, Sister Monica? It says, go ahead and read that for us if you would.
Isaiah 40:28. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the Creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and His understanding no one can fathom. Right. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary.
Yes.
They will walk and not be faint.
Yes. Amen. Did you hear? It said, even the youth shall faint. Young people get tired. Mm-hmm. High schoolers. I know parents, sometimes we tend to lessen or think that what your high schooler is going through isn't that big a deal, but just think back to when you were in high school. That test was a big deal, And it wore you out when you had to take that test, right? There was things going on in your life as a high school student that with the hormones and the emotions and everything, it's exhausting. Baby girl. When you deal with that, when it's so young people even deal with burnout. They deal with difficult times and getting tired and getting weary. Their faith can be weakened. So don't lessen what a young person goes through. You've heard the old phrase where people say, yeah, my dad would say, back in my day, we had to walk to school barefooted uphill both ways, right?
In the snow. In the snow. Right? Don't forget the snow.
Don't lessen what other people are going through. And know that when we wait on the Lord, young person, if you're going through it, be faithful and wait on him, because he did say, when you do wait on him, you will renew your strength. Elder, continue being faithful. Sometimes it's easy to get burnt out because it's like, I've done my time. It's time for somebody else to serve, right? And I understand that mindset. I really do. Because it just makes sense for somebody to be able to take and bear up that load themselves. But don't lessen your ability to invest in the kingdom of God, because you have wisdom that you can impart into the lives of those that are under you. So wait on the Lord. He'll renew your strength. You'll mount up with wings as eagles, run and not grow weary, and walk and not faint. Notice it said that some would run and not grow weary, walk and not faint. You may not be able to run, but you can walk. And if you can't walk, you can crawl.
Come on.
In the words of Martin Luther King Jr., if he said, if you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. I can't remember exactly everything the way he said it, but it was basically we're going to press on. Mm-hmm. And when waiting on the Lord is not, if I could say it like this, waiting on the Lord is not being a lazy Christian, all right? I had a preacher friend of mine that he said he knew a guy, his wife would go to work all day, come home, she would take care of the house and all sorts of things, and this guy laid on the couch and did nothing all day, and he said, I'm just waiting for the Lord to show me what I need to be doing. And my preacher friend said, I don't know what y'all call that in Oklahoma, but down here in Alabama, we call that sorry. And he's exactly right. If you're a husband, God has already told you what to do in the Word. Provide for your family. Be faithful. Be a father. Be a husband. Disciple them. Lead in love. Lead in righteousness. And I'm going down a lot of rabbit trails this morning, so y'all just travel with me, and we might as well title this Alice in Wonderland, I think, this morning. But waiting on the Lord is not a passive Christian trait. It is actually a very, very valuable trait to be able to wait on the Lord, to be still. But that doesn't mean be lazy. Mm-hmm. And that's counterintuitive. How can I be still and be faithful at the same time? How can I be still and be doing something for the Lord? But it's when we wait on him, sometimes if a person's waiting on a table and they're serving you, they can't get you your order unless they shut up long enough to get your order, right? Yeah. And Doug Small says, you haven't prayed until you've prayed yourself into silence. And I'm a talker, so that's hard for me. When it comes to waiting on the Lord, oh, careful, buddy. Sorry, not technical difficulties. Okay. When we wait on him and we're faithful to him, and we stop and slow down long enough to hear what he says and know what he wants, we can better do what the Lord wants us to do. How would it be if you walked into work one day and went in and just started working. And end of the day, you come up to your boss and said, "Hey, boss, I got all this done." And he says, "Great. Not a bit of that's what I wanted you to do. I had other things I needed you to do." And how many times do we start our day? I do it. I'll admit it. Get up and start the day just going, going, going. Got this to do, got this to do, got this to do, got this to do. And get to the end of the day, and it's like, God see my list? And he's like, "That's great. You know what? I had one thing on the list I wanted you to do today. One thing. And you missed it." So don't underestimate the power of waiting on the Lord, of slowing down long enough to hear from God. Young folks, don't underestimate the power of waiting on the Lord. You know, as a young person, and I don't know how many young people get to watch this, but maybe grandparents and parents, y'all can speak this into your kids' life. But, you know, for a child to wait on the Lord, it's real easy for them. Just obey your parents. It's right. The Bible says, "Obey your parents in the Lord, for it is right." So if you want to please God, obey your parents. If you're at home, definitely obey your parents. Now, I understand as we get older, we have our own lives, we live and stuff, but still honor your parents, all right? That's the commandment with promise. That's part of waiting on the Lord. That's part of serving God. And I'm going to wrap this up somehow. I just want to encourage you today to don't underestimate the power of taking the time to just wait and hear from God so you can know what he wants you to do. Waiting on the Lord can be such a life-altering moment, because if we can take that and slow down long enough for him to be able to speak to us, there's no telling what it could change in the trajectory of our life, trajectory of our family's life. So I encourage you today, just wait on the Lord. If you are weary today, waiting on the Lord right here. Just being faithful, being consistent, just keep serving him. And he made a promise. He will renew your strength. You will mount up with wings as eagle. You'll run and not be weary, walk and not faint. So encourage you today, just be faithful in the waiting. John Waller sang a song that says, "I will worship while I'm waiting." And that is something so crucial to do. Worship while you're waiting. Waiting is never, sometimes some things are just worth the wait, you know. If you go to a good restaurant that has a real good steak, it's worth the wait, right? Now, if they're serving out fried bologna and it's still bad and you had to wait an hour, that ain't worth the wait, right? Now, I like fried bologna, but you got to know how to do it right. And I'm probably not going to wait an hour for fried bologna either. I can go make that at home, but I've yet to have it when I've waited on the Lord that I've been disappointed with what he gave me. So wait on the Lord and see what happens. Amen.
Amen. Do we have any prayer requests over there, sister? Not yet. What you got to say, little sister? Said, what you amen. Got to say?
You said, "Amen."
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You're so beautiful. What you got to say, sissy? Let's pray for Neva and Joe Pyatt, who are out of town at a wedding. Mm-hmm. And then pray for my sister and her husband, who are on their first cruise.
All righty. All right. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time together. We pray, Lord, for Neva and Joe, Lord, as they're traveling at the wedding and out of town. We pray that you keep them safe. Pray for Sister Monica's sister, I believe it was, and her husband as they're on their first cruise. Lord, that you would just be with them, that they have a great time, but also that you keep them safe. Lord, we pray for our community. We pray that you bless each and every one, that you strengthen, that you be with each one during these holidays. Lord, that you, we know that some have a hard time during these holidays. It can be a very challenging time for them with some heartache or different things, but we pray for comfort and peace and for your presence to be near during that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Here you go, sissy. Just don't hit dad with it, okay? There you go. There you go. Gateway Church is located at 4772 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Chasten and Brooklyn Music are the pastors there and would love for anyone to come just as you are and join them for any of their worship services. You can follow them on Facebook at Gateway Church East City or on YouTube at Welcome to Gateway Church Elk City OK. Service times are morning worship is at 10:30, Spanish service is at 2, Sunday evening is at 6, and Wednesday night they have Bible engagement at 6:30, Bible study at 7, and if you have any questions, you can contact them at 580-225-4646. And Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott is an awesome man of God. The Refuge Church at New Liberty is located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. If you have any questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy at 580-729-0956. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.